Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The July 2024 CrowdStrike incident, stemming from a faulty configuration update, caused widespread service disruptions in sectors such as healthcare, airports, and government services, highlighting the rapidly evolving cyber threat landscape and its serious impact on businesses. These high-profile attacks also underscore the challenges faced by the insurance industry, which is increasingly turning to AI to enhance risk assessment processes. By leveraging AI's capabilities in real-time data analysis and predictive modeling, insurers are better positioned to navigate the complexities of a digital world and address the growing risks posed by cyber attacks. I'm Lori Chortis, AM Best TV. And joining us today to discuss that and other trends in the cyber insurance market is Jack Coudale, founder and CEO of Cowbell. Jack, welcome. It's so great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you again, Lori.
Jack, how did the recent CrowdStrike incident highlight key vulnerabilities in the cyber insurance sector? And what changes are insurers making to their risk models and coverage strategies for non-malicious cyber events?
Great question. One of the most alarming trends for 24 has been surge in supply chain attacks. And, you know, we expect this trend to continue in 25. It just proves how fragile the fabric of software supply chain is. You know, the impact of failed CrowdStrike update on systems, it was global impact. This is likely going to inspire the threat actors to focus on third-party software compromises. And, you know, targeting third-party software can give attackers a foothold into multiple organizations through a single breach. For us, our core fundamentals in managing our book of business is not just managing by revenue or by geographies or by industry. You know, we start with technology stack. And what it does, it allows us to truly understand the impact of these large-scale events on our portfolio in real time. And so we can participate in not only remediation, but we can help with prevention and detection of these large-scale attacks, if you will.
How can insurers reassess coverage limitations, such as waiting periods and sublimits, to enhance protection against large-scale cyber disruptions in light of the recent event?
It's another good one. You know, this is a hot topic right now as business interruption claims are on the rise across all industries and revenue bands in the cyber market. What we are finding is waiting periods are not having the impact that it's intended on mitigating the risk. So, you know, many carriers, the insurers are leaning more on not just like sublimits, if you will, but more of risk engineering tools to mitigate these risks proactively rather than retroactively. And what is most important on this large-scale disruption is testing the playbooks to be able to respond in both capacity and scale to these events. I bet for most everyone in the market, everyone was tested during the Change Healthcare, during the CDK Global, and during the CrowdStrike events. I know we certainly did. And it was a an experience on and learning on how you could react to the future global large-scale events such as CrowdStrike.
So can you tell us more how Cowbell is working with your clients to enhance their cybersecurity practices and reduce risk exposure to these and other types of attacks?
This has been our strength since the inception of the company 5 years ago. Our risk pool is now comprised of 50 million businesses globally. And, you know, in 2024, this current year, our aggregate Cowbell factors on our book are improved by double digits. It's something that we're really proud of. You know, after 5 years into the operations, we're now shifting left by 2%, if you will, if you indulge me. When I say 2%, from 49 to 51%, left of the boom towards prevention and detection from response and recovery on the right. And that's what I meant by shift. That means more focus on risk mitigation, prevention, and detection, if you will. And we offer services today. You know, it starts as basic as continuous risk assessment of the insured 24/7, insights and recommendations on new vulnerabilities that are being exploited, relative benchmarking, we're known for cowbell factors, the proprietary rating factors in the market, dedicated risk engineering team, pre-cybersecurity training, security awareness is a big deal, free micro pen testing, advisory and audit services. And also, you know, we just pre-launched recently a cowbell managed detection and response known as MDR service in the market, and something that we will be talking a whole lot about in upcoming year in our ecosystem. But all in all is helping us and our insured to stay ahead of these cyber threats and be able to improve their resilience against cyber threats.
We've been hearing more and more about the use of AI and all the benefits and values that it provides. How is AI revolutionizing real-time risk assessment and policy customization to keep pace with the rapidly changing landscape of cyber threats? And what key innovations are emerging in this area?
And if I just go back, just full context, and I think I'm allowed to say this, you know, we're living in what I call technology super cycle. And that is comprised of three major general purpose technologies. One of them is AI, right? And the other two being sensors and biotech. You know, we look at ourselves as pioneers of AI in cyber insurance. You know, through generative AI and also transformative AI, you know, for since 5 years ago, we transform all of the data on the risk that's risk signals into very easily understood actionable insights, ultimately streamlining and improving the accuracy of our underwriting process. And we're known for our discipline in underwriting in the marketplace. For example, we built Cowbell Copilot for improving underwriting precision and efficiency for our cyber and tech, you know, combined product. In addition to Copilot, there is also the agentic AI. It's going to soar the efficiencies variety of industries. You're talking about CPAs, where many people are retiring at the working age, dry cleaners, for example. And so all of these industries are going to utilize AI. And, you know, AI is, it's like electricity, right? It's going to be everywhere. And what we need to look at is, with respect to cyber insurance, is how we adopt this technology for new architectures. And I'm not just talking about frequency and severity. I'm also talking about diversity. The biggest revolution in AI in cyber insurance, you know, I believe is in the three areas. Number one, threat intelligence. Today, we're able to detect new vulnerabilities being exploited in the wild at least anywhere from 9 to 70 days in advance before the law enforcement agencies. That cycle has to be compressed significantly. So AI in threat intelligence is a big deal. Underwriting efficiency, the market cycles keep changing. And so you want to make sure that you never, ever lose that discipline on what type of book that you're building. And third is speed of distribution. Right, being able to get to the point of sale, like the models are evolving, right? Wholesale, retail, API, digital. And so we believe that, you know, I know you asked me a different question about coverage and a few others, but I think the AI is going to have a much bigger impact on how threat intelligence is collected, how cyber book of businesses are built, and how cyber products are distributed at the point of sale.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Recently, we've seen a rise in cyber attacks in other sectors, such as the food and agricultural industries, due to their increasing dependence on internet-connected technologies. What specific risks are emerging in this area? What measures can these industries take to enhance their cybersecurity defenses? And what role can public-private partnerships play in enhancing cyber resilience within the sectors?
The increasing dependence on connectivity with each other, I mean, that has certainly increased cyber risk exposure for all sectors. And now, including the one you asked for, food and agriculture industry, what has made them really attractive targets for cyber criminals is really three reasons. A, the unpatched vulnerabilities in publicly exposed internet-facing infrastructure, if you will. Second, supply chain reliance. And third, really lack of security awareness and resources. And I think if I remember, in 2023, there were 167 reported ransom attacks on U.S. food and agriculture industries. I mean, we're talking about 14 incidents per month. And then the several high-profile ransomware groups have successfully targeted the U.S. agriculture entities since 2022, including ransomware, collectives with, ties to state-sponsored operations, Russia, and the most prolific ransomware as a service brokers. While the previous espionage incidents against agriculture, they're minimal, I mean, state-sponsored adversaries may conduct espionage campaigns targeting the same sector again, especially going forward to advance their own national goals, but also, trade capabilities, especially with the upcoming tariffs that may be changing potentially. And last but not least, what I would say is, the supply chain attacks can really, it can halt operations, disrupt food production, it can delay distribution. We've seen supply chain attacks increase by 5 times since 2021. And for these industries, an attack can be critical for, shortages on the food supplies and also pricing surges. So this is an area that one should be watching very closely going forward.
What might we see on the regulation front? What regulatory changes are expected to impact the cyber insurance industry? And how might new government policies influence coverage requirements for businesses managing sensitive data?
I might not have the perfect answer for this particular question. The current administration wanted a direct a tech industry focus on security by design strategy, right? And I think it was pretty well known in their 2023 National Cybersecurity Strategy. It appears, though, the new administration may usher maybe new era of deregulations and focus on cybersecurity more at the end user level. And what this does is it really means that the onus of security, not only of your own business, but maybe national security, that is shifting to private sector. So folks like us, our partners, our competitors in the market, and other players, and of course, we'll not know the extent of such a change in direction and its impact, but until really the new strategy is published and implemented by the new administration in next year.
As cyber threats continue to rapidly evolve, how can insurers going forward effectively balance the need for innovative coverage solutions with the increasing complexity of risk mitigation and regulatory compliance?
I mean, really short answer here, as you said it, this is cyber threats evolve quickly. And it has challenged the traditional insurers' risk model, not just for the line, but also for the scale. The adoption still remains very low. We're talking about 4 out of 5 businesses in the US, 9 out of 10 businesses in the UK. Are uninsured or underinsured. And what remains the most important key component is user education. And if anything, in our industry, we're filled with very, very smart people, both on insurance and cybersecurity side. At Cowbell, at our competitors, at our partners, everywhere. And what we all must do is play a critical role in educating our users, policyholders, our brokers, agents, on not just on the cyber threats, but on the best security practices to protect ourselves from these cyber threats.
In July, Cowbell secured a $60 million Series C equity investment from Zurich Insurance Group. Jack, can you tell us more about that and how you plan to utilize the capital to enhance your cyber insurance products and drive innovation in the sector?
Great question. One that I often get asked, and then I'm always proud to answer this again and again. I mean, we're really proud of this partnership. It goes beyond the investment of a $60 million. It's also a testament to our approach to cyber risk and our discipline in the marketplace. You know, our aim is to become the global leader in managing risk for small businesses and middle market and address their commercial insurance needs. The partnership with Zurich, it has four pillars. And number one is financial strength of Zurich as an addition to our reinsurance panel. And so something that we're really proud. Number two is new services that will help us increase the resilience of our policyholder base. We are now serving just under 30,000 customers in the US and the UK, and the new services will help us increase their cybersecurity posture, if you will, to a better state than it was a day before or a year before. New products. CyberLine is known for its precision in underwriting. We're known for speed in distribution. And being able to take that learning, being able to take that technology and that innovation and applying that to the other adjacent lines, that's where I'm talking about new products. And we think we can make a significant impact in the marketplace in both management liability and professional liability in year 2025. And the fourth, last but not least, is new geographies, right? We have been operating in the UK. so we believe that we have a blueprint up in an expedited manner and being able to launch a new market. And so we're really keen to execute on these four pillars and our partnership with Zurich. And that is what makes this deal really, really proud, a seminal moment for us in 2024.
Speaking of the new year, Jack, I'm going to ask you to take out your crystal ball for a moment. What lies ahead for the cyber insurance market in the new year, and what are Cowbell's plans in 2025?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about, and I think I alluded to a few things, new product, new services, new markets. And I think that's the playbook for us in 2025. We expect that to be banner year for Cowbell. You know, being in a, you know, first 3 years, we spent all of our time in making sure that we always will have enough capacity, enough fullness of time to be able to write business that we would acquire. Last couple, 3 years, we spent a good amount of time in trying to make sure that the company is always well-funded, possibly profitable in next year, maybe debt-free as well. I think the next cycle, the club of 3 years, we want to focus on scaling up. And the opportunity ahead of us is so huge. We're talking, and I'm broken record on this, we're talking about there are 300 million small businesses globally. They employ 2 billion people, and they produce 56% of world's GDP, and their biggest threat is cyber threat. And we think we can make a material difference in becoming their commercial insurance provider and manage their digital risk. And so, you know, I believe the success is always right time and right place. And for 2025, for us, it's going to be right time and right place. So that to us is a banner 2025 that we are really looking forward to.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Jack, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here again.
That was Jack Coudale, founder and CEO of Cowbell. And for AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.